With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A global tech meltdown is starting to ease. That story in a moment, but first, following his brush with death last weekend, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump tells the GOP convention,
"I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here."
But he was there.
"With faith and devotion, I proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States."
Accepting the GOP nomination for a third time, Donald Trump appealed for national unity and then described the assassination attempt in personal terms.
"In a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side."
He called for healing, said the country must be rescued from failed leadership, and vowed to be a president for all of America, not half of America. At the Republican National Convention, Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Sidelined at his Delaware beach house with COVID, President Biden faces mounting pressure from prominent Democrats to give up his bid for re-election. In the meantime, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby insisting that Mr. Biden is not out of the loop.
"He's being kept up to speed as appropriate by his leadership team." And
the World Wide Web has been a worldwide mess this morning. A global internet outage impacting airlines, hospitals, and 911 emergency services, as well as a host of other businesses from banking to broadcasting. Microsoft says it's working to get a handle on the trouble, some of which may have originated at the online security firm CrowdStrike. There's much frustration at airports around the globe. Delta, United, and American were among airlines that grounded flights for a time this morning. Last word, things are slowly getting back to normal. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 73 points. This is SRN News. A Christian photographer fights for freedom in New York.
Emily Carpenter doesn't want to work on gay weddings, but the state's non-discrimination act would force her to do just that. Carpenter is fighting that law, and now the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that her suit can continue. The justices say a lower court must reconsider its ruling against Carpenter, given last year's Supreme Court decision that a Christian web designer cannot be compelled to build websites for gay weddings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea's highest court has ruled that same-sex couples are eligible to receive the same health insurance benefits as heterosexual couples. The South Korean Supreme Court has decided that the state health insurance agency's refusal to provide spousal insurance coverage for gay couples is an act of discrimination that violates the constitutional principle of equality. The ruling is final, and it's a ruling that cannot be appealed. This is SRN News. GOP Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance's 2016 memoir and its movie adaptation are skyrocketing up the sales charts.
Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and culture in crisis, a glimpse into Vance's life growing up in a poor blue-collar family with a drug-addicted mother, has jumped to the top of Amazon's bestseller list. The Netflix adaptation, directed by Ron Howard and starring Glenn Close, has seen viewership increase by nearly 1,200%. The senator from Ohio and Marine Corps veteran formally accepted the nomination Wednesday night at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
An Idaho inmate who escaped state custody at a Boise hospital after the corrections officers guarding him were violently attacked, expected to be sentenced today for escape. And Skyler Meade has pleaded guilty, facing up to life in prison when he is sentenced later in the day. More details at SRNNews.com.